have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you and watch your soul. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, hear what I say, that he can give you the world. He'll never love you the way that I love you. He can take you any place he wants. Fancy clubs and restaurants, I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who am nothing. I who am no one. Must watch you go dancing by, perhaps in the arms of somebody else, when darling it's I who loves you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And you are listening to Paul Michael. Paul is in town. He's going to be doing two performances in our area. He's going to be doing a benefit performance on Friday. He'll be performing on Sunday at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. He has performed throughout the London area, the West End. West End basically is, Paul, the West End is basically, that's London's Broadway, isn't it?
That is London's Broadway. Yes, it is, yes.
And it is, so performing there, I mean, there's a lot of, I'm going to guess, do you run into a lot of celebrities when you perform over there?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, yeah, not a lot, okay. No, but now you have, how did you, it says that you started what? Listening to music and then, or how did you develop this musical talent?
When I was younger, I loved watching the Mario Lanza movies, I love listening to that, and then I thought that, you know, the opera voice sound, and I'd love to be able to sing like that. But I was always a fan of music. I was always, you know, a very big Elvis fan, and I loved, you know, the Jacksons and all that. So I was always very musical. And then I just started to sing, and then people would say, oh, you know, you've got a good little voice there. but then I wanted to sort of take it further and sort of push myself to sing more stuff.
These are really well orchestrated. These pieces that we're playing here, are these? Do you have is there an orchestra there, or is there?
Well, that backing, it is an actual band. That's all.
Okay.
What I do in the UK, I have like some friends who are musicians.
Okay.
And I say to them, I need a track, and they sort of come in and do it for me. So that one.
So you they'll give you a track, and then you simply
let me go in and record.
Technology moves on, doesn't it?
Technology is great, yeah.
They don't have to always be there.
No.
But now how many shows you guess in over the course of a year? How many shows do you do?
Before the COVID.
Well, before, yes. Let's go back to the old days, back in 2019,
back in sort of 2019.
Way
back when. It was so long ago. Yeah, I generally sort of sing. Sometimes it would be four or five times a week, but then sometimes I lived in Spain for a while. I was out there singing, and that was sort of like five or six nights a week, sometimes two a day. So you were sort of do sort of one, and then you have to go somewhere else to do something.
So how have you held during COVID? What's been the situation?
Oh well, it was terrible in COVID, because in COVID I went from having like a full year's work to having nothing, like literally overnight. Yeah. So I had to seek other employment just to feed my family, you know.
It's been probably as hard on performers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As anything, because yeah. The restrictions on actually, when things were shut, how long was it shut down?
I didn't do a live show in front of an audience for probably near on 2 years. It was like just over 2 years. It was terrible, because it was sort of, I love performing, and it was just we had to sort of just do it from the kitchen live on the Facebook, you know.
Paul is going to be performing. You're doing a benefit performance. That is going to be happening Friday, 7 o'clock, Central Lee School. It's for a nonprofit group headed by a gentleman out of Donaldson named Ernie Schiller. The nonprofit is Rebuild Nepal Education Foundation, assisting the Nepalese victims of the devastating earthquake in 2015. Yeah. So you're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Will you be doing basically the same type of show at the Capitol, or different songs?
Sort of. Yeah, it'll be sort of different songs, but it'll be a bit of everything, a bit of Josh Groban, a bit of Broadway.
Okay.
You know, sort of that sort of thing. But
we're going to take you back to the 70s right now.
To believe in, but it hurts.
hurt so much, it hurts so much inside. We both know that it's wrong. We gotta be as strong as before.
Paul Michael, he is joining me live in studio. B.J. Stevens, I don't know, B.J., what do you consider? Are you the manager for you? What are you, the...
temporary pro se manager.
Okay, all
yeah.
right. It is a, it, this is your first tour of the United States, is
it
that
is,
right?
Yes, so, it is, yeah.
So have you enjoyed being here?
I love it here. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm not going to go home. Honestly.
You did like the view I saw. You
oh,
said.
I love the view.
Yeah. You're doing a show at, you're going to be doing a show at the Capitol Theater on a Sunday night, mm-hmm. open to the general public again. Now, this show is also going to be featuring a duet with the current Miss Scott County, who happens to be from Burlington.
That's right, yes. Olivia Keller, yes.
So can you tell us what you're singing, or is that a surprise?
I can't really tell you. It's a surprise duet.
Okay. I know if you told me, you'd have to kill me, right?
Yes, right.
I know.
Steve, if I may, him and Olivia got together, I believe it was just last year.
Yeah, it was
she
during the lockdown.
Competed in the Miss Iowa contest.
Okay.
And she was singing Nessun Dorma as her contest, but she needed someone to teach her the Italian words.
Okay.
So when she posted that, I immediately said, "Let me send you to Paul." And Paul coached her, and she won the talent contest.
So you'll be we're not going to say what you're going to be what's going to be played. We're going to play another Paul Michael song right now.
Joy.
Now this is Bring Him Home. Paul, what is the background of this song? I don't recognize this song.
That's from Les Misérables.
Oh, that's what I should say. I know I've heard it, but I guess could yes, not remember yes. where I were. So you really cover the whole spectrum of music, all types of music, right?
Yeah, I try and do something for every genre. I mean, I can do country, I do the opera, Broadway, I do Motown, a bit of rock, bit of Bon Jovi, Meatloaf. I try and do something for everybody. A bit of the swing, Michael Bublé, all that sort of thing. I just love music.
So we're pretty much getting back to real normal here. Mm-hmm. Is London back to normal?
It's not fully back to normal yet, but it is started to get where people are coming in, but not the same as they were before. I think people are still a little bit nervous and still worried.
Well, there's still some restrictions that go in it, and the travel restrictions mm-hmm. that are still in place in many places. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine is simply that has sort of upset a lot of the European balance mm-hmm. and where you can fly, where you can go, and where you yeah. need to be. But anyway, so you're going to be heading back. When do you head back to London?
It's on the 2nd of May.
Okay.
So I'm here for a couple of weeks.
You're going to come back and perform here, or maybe do a tour, a longer tour?
I would love to. I would love to come back.
What's that now?
I told him I'm kidnapping him. Yeah. He's not going home.
I'm not going to go home. With a view like the Mississippi River there, I think I'll stay.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, Paul Michael. And again, you are performing again for the Central. It's at Central Lee School, a benefit at 7 o'clock. It is Rebuild Nepal Education Foundation. And then again, your show is going to be happening at the Capitol Theater, downtown Burlington, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Have you been to the inside the Capitol yet?
I've not been inside. We drove by it last night.
Okay.
So it's,
tickets. If anybody's still interested, you can get tickets two ways. One, you can go to burlingtoncapitoltheater.com.
Okay.
Or they will have tickets available at the door between 2 and 5 on Sunday afternoon. But we are also encouraging people to come to the Arts Center beginning at 5:30 because we will do a meet and greet. And then Mr. Schiller has brought some of his Nepalese artwork that's going to be on display and available for sale if anybody's interested. And then all you have to do is just walk around the corner at 7 o'clock and grab your seat.
Anyway, walk around the town a little bit when you have a chance.
No, we're gonna go out. That's a staple while I'm here. We're going to go around.
A lot of things. We've got there's a lot of things going on. They're building everywhere right now downtown. And downtown is where it's the fastest growing area right here. And it's the number one demographic group for our downtown is millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. anyway, the old town is getting a makeover, so to speak. Paul Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you
have a great
me.
Show. Have two great shows.
Thank you.
And BJ, pleasure to meet you. And yeah, this is fun.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get you back out again the next time you
I'd
tour,
love
okay?
To. That'd
All
be
right.
Fabulous. Thank you.